The origin of the English word parlor derives from the French verb parler, meaning to speak or to converse. During the 18th century in America, the parlor was the room in the house where a family would formally receive its visitors. Back in the day, having a parlor in your home was a sign of a family's wealth and social status. The most decorative furniture and expensive works of art a family owned would usually be on display in the parlor. And it was a space where anyone who visited, including the hosts themselves, would be on their best behavior. The parlor was also the room where the family would gather during the evening or on a Sunday to participate in quiet activities like reading and sewing, or performing music and playing parlor games. As houses grew bigger through the 19th century, the front parlor became more of a waiting room near the home's front entrance, where visitors would be formally received in the daytime. In the evening, dinner guests were more likely to be welcomed into the drawing room, where they would be greeted by the hosts before being escorted into the dining room. In some houses, a third parlor, the ladies' parlor, was a cozy retreat near the lady's bedroom, where she might entertain a group of her closest female friends over a pot of tea, or perhaps even a pitcher of wine. The living room would come into its own during the Prohibition years as the setting for the first ever cocktail parties, and would continue to be the main venue of choice for the cocktail party throughout the mid-century. By the second half of the 20th century, the desire to bring all social activities into one space, not only drinking and socializing, but cooking and eating as well, led architects to design houses with a more open floor plan. This enabled more flexible hosting, using the kitchen island as a focal point, enabling the preparation by the hostess, for example, of a few pitcher drinks or frozen cocktails. Today, the cocktail parlor may no longer be a formal reception room or a basement speakeasy with a built-in bar. It may not even be an entire room. In many homes, the perfect place for a cocktail could be as simple as two chairs on the back porch, a love seat in the front window, or an old leather wingback chair by the fire. The feeling evoked by this space, however, is universal. The cocktail parlor is the place where home hospitality, expressed through the act of the cocktail, is most cordially offered and received.